是他在我们当中说话。
May our Lord speak to us today.
昨天我在割草的时候，我邻居也出来，那他在那边跟我说 ，Are you ready? 你预备好了没有
？Yesterday, when I was mowing the lawn, my neighbor came out and said, he asked, "Are you ready?"
我心里有一点惊慌，他怎么知道我今天要讲信息呢？
So I was shocked, you know, how did he know that I have to share the message today?
而且昨天晚上我们有客人，还是说他说 Are you ready for the guest? 是你客人要来，你准备好了没有吗？
Or maybe he was asking, we have guests over last night and am I ready for the guest?
所以我在大声跟他讲说对不起，你在问我些什么问题。
So I just shouted out back to him, what are you trying to ask me?
他说 ，Are you ready for the winter?
嗯，他是问你对冬天来临你预备好了没有？
他说他看我在那边割草，就是说你啊，你是预备好要过冬了吗
？And that's what he's asking. And are you ready for the winter?
那我心里松了一口气，但是我自己回想，我们是不是预备好这位君王的来临呢？
I relaxed a little bit, but then I thought to myself, am I ready for the king who's coming back?
很多时候我们到这年尾的时候，我们想到就是一个圣诞节。
And as it comes to the end of the year, we will think about Christmas.
或者是我们想到就是我们该准备些什么礼物。
Maybe what kind of gifts we need to prepare for.
但是我们有没有想到就是说我们有没有预备好这位君王的来临？
But are we ready for the coming back of our king?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
实在你是那国度的君王。
You are the king of your kingdom.
你也是要再来的那君王。
And you are the king who will come back.
我们每一次的聚集，主，我们都求你同在。
May you be with us every time we meet together.
借着主你自己的话语，把
这些话
说在我们心里面。
That you speak to our heart.
让我们能够更多的认识你。
So that we can know you even more.
直到认识我们主耶稣基督乃是至宝。
Until we know that it's most precious to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们复习一下我们今年的主题。
Let's review a little bit the theme of this year.
大概你们还记得冯牧师第一个信息跟我们的勉励。
You may remember Reverend Fain had given us a message in the beginning.
是从腓立比书第三章那边出来的。
And it's from Philippians chapter 3.
到了年底，有时候我们对这样的一个信息已经开始模糊了。
And because it's coming to the end of the year, then we become a little bit confused.
但是我们现在再看一次，再把这个主题我们再次的回顾一下。
So let's just review a little bit of this theme.
我们从腓立比书第三章第七节开始，我们一直读到第十节。
We'll read from verse 7 to verse 10.
这边说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Said, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此。我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his of sharing of his suffering, becoming like him in his death.
好，我们就停在这里。
Okay, we'll just start reading from here.
我们可不可以请 particular. 基督是君王,
Christ is the king.
这是我们所要认识的,
this is something we need to know.
我们知道这一阵子我们一直在寻求主耶稣他自己的启示。
And lately we've been looking, seeking for the revelation of our Lord.
从约翰福音,这位他的使徒,
and from the Apostle John, he written it down very clearly.
主耶稣他自己说,
and our Lord Jesus said he is the bread of life.
我们就能够再不渴再不饥。
If we drink the living water, we will never be thirsty again.
他说我是生命的光。
And then he said he is the light of the world.
而且他说我是好牧人。
And then he said he is the good shepherd.
我们也知道他说过他是复活和生命。
And he also said he is the resurrection and he is the life.
还有他说我是道路真理生命。
And then he said he is the way, the truth and the life.
上一次我们也看过他说我是真葡萄树。
And last time we have seen that he said, I'm the true vine.
他在讲这些显示他的所事的时候,
and he was speaking about that what he is.
有时候他是对门徒讲,
some of them he spoke to his disciples.
有时候他是对众人讲,
and some he spoke to the multitude.
有时候他是对一个撒玛利亚妇人讲,
and one time he spoke to the Samaritan woman.
但是这一次他的对象却是不一样,
but this time his audience is different.
这次的对象是罗马的一个官员,
and this time the audience is a Roman governor.
是一个巡抚,
a governor.
巡抚是那个时候最大的官,
at that time it is one of the highest positions.
是从罗马帝国那边派过来的,
and it was sent by the Roman Empire.
他在以色列的地方, 他是算是最大的官了。
He's considered to be one of the greatest official, highest official in Israel. Let's look at how our Lord Jesus speaks to him. We can read from John chapter 18.
John chapter 18,
verse 18. We'll read from verse 33 to verse 37.
这位官叫做比拉多,
and this officer's name Pilate.
33节开始, 比拉多又进了衙门, 叫耶稣来对他说, 你是犹太人的王吗?
Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣回答说, 这话是你自己说的, 还是别人论我对你说的?
Is that your own idea, Jesus asked, or did others talk to you about me?
比拉多说, 我岂是犹太人呢? 你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我, 你做了什么事呢?
Am I a Jew? Pilate replied. It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?
耶稣回答说, 我的国 不属这世界, 我的国若属这世界, 我的臣仆必要征战。
Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servant will fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews.
使我不至于被交给犹太人, 只是我的国不属这世界。
But now my kingdom is from another place.
比拉多就对他说, 这样你是王吗? 耶稣,
you are a king then, said Pilate.
耶稣回答说, 你说我是王, 我为此而生, 也为此来到世界, 世间, 特为给真理做见证, 凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Jesus answered, you are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me.
特别是37节, 比拉多对他说, 这样你是王吗? 耶稣回答说, 你说我是王, 其实他说, 你说的对, 我是王。 如果你是有英文版本的话, 是应该说, 应该是如此的翻译。
Especially in verse 37, it said, you are a king then, said Pilate. And Jesus answered, you are right in saying I am a king.
所以主耶稣, 他这时候, 他虽然好像被他的门徒出卖。
Seems like our Lord Jesus was betrayed by his disciple.
但是我们看到是他自己交给这个这些被捕的人。
But he is the one himself turned himself into the soldiers.
因为他自己已经预言他会走上这条道路。
Because he already prophesied he will walk on this path.
甚至有时候门徒也是不明白为什么主要走上这条路呢？
Even the disciples, they did not understand why our Lord Jesus had gone on this path.
但是我们知道他自己却很清楚。
But then he himself is very clear on that.
那天晚上他被捕，然后再到这个罗马巡抚的面前，比拉多的面前。
That night he was arrested and then taken to Pilate.
看起来好像是在被受审。
Seems like he's being judged.
但是我们看到，其实却是反过来，好像是。不管是这官员被审，还是说整个世界被审，其实是反过来的。
But maybe it's the opposite. Regardless who is being questioned.
我们看一下耶稣他怎么回答这位比拉多所问的话。
Let's look at how Jesus answered this Pilate.
他第一个问题他就问：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
Pilate's first question is that, "Are you king of the Jews?"
那我们知道耶稣跟他说。我的国不是属这世界。
And our Lord Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
那主耶稣的国是在哪里呢
？So where is this kingdom of our Lord?
在路加福音。
In Luke,
第十七章二十一节这么说。
In 17 verse 21,
神的国就在你们心里，或者是你们中间。
It said the kingdom is.Of God is within you.
这边你们就是说，凡所相信主耶稣的人，他们的心地里面。
And these people are those people who believe.
很奇妙，主耶稣他说，我的国不属这世界。
Very amazingly, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
如果我的国属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战。
So if it's of this world, my servant will fight.
我们看到今天在世上许多国与国打战，或者是民与民征战。
We see that in this world, the kingdom fighting against kingdom, country against country.
里面有许多的兵丁需要去打仗。
A lot of soldiers need to go to fight.
就像美国今天在伊拉克那边也有很多的军队。
Just like America had a lot of soldiers in Iraq.
我们现在还是在攻打一个城，是不是拿下来了呢？我们还不晓得。
It's taking a city. We don't know if they have totally taken the city yet.
但是我们看到主耶稣说，我的国不是属于这世界。
But our Lord Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
所以当这些兵丁来逮捕耶稣的时候，我们知道他有一个门徒拿出一把小刀出来。
So when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, we know that one of the disciples taken a knife.
这位彼得他要用这个小刀来保护这个他的主。
And Peter wanted to use this knife to protect his Lord.
我们知道主怎么跟他说。
You know how our Lord said to him?
他说收刀入鞘吧。
Said, put away your sword.
很明显他的国不是在这地上。
It's very obvious his kingdom is not of this world.
所以我们看一下比拉多在问他这问题的时候，他怎么继续回答
？So let's look at how Pilate answer continue on these questions.
因为比拉多第二次在问他说：“那这样的话，你是王吗
？”And then he asked, "And then are you king?"
我们看一下三十七节，其实是最主要的。
And verse 37, that's the most important.
这边他说：“我。”你说我是王，你说的是我是王。
He said he's replying that you're right in saying I am a king.
为了节省时间，我们用这上面的 slide 我们来看。
To save time, we'll just read it from this slide.
从马太福音第二章第六节。
In Matthew chapter 2 verse 6.
这边就有一个预言。
There's a prophecy here.
在先知在米卡那个时候，他已经在700年前已经这样的预言。
In Micah, about 700 BC, he was already prophesying.
他说：“犹大帝的伯利恒啊，你在犹太人之城中并不是最小的。” 因为将来有一位君王要从你那里来牧养我以色列民。
He said, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, by no means least among the ruler of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel.
这边讲到有一位君王要从你那里出来。
He mentioned that there will be a king coming out from you.
是的，现在已经实现了。他说，我是王。
And it's already fulfilled. He said, I am the king.
我们再来看一下路加福音第一章33节，他怎么说？
And then from Luke chapter 1 verse 33.
他说他要做雅各家的王。
He said he will be the king of Judah.
这边他就是主道主耶稣。
And he meaning is our Lord Jesus, king of Jacob.
直到永远他的国也没有穷尽。
Until eternity there will be no end.
甚至在这个约翰福音里面第十二章，如果你往回看的时候，耶稣前一个礼拜他进耶路撒冷城的时候，有许多人，有许多上来过节的人，那个时候刚好是逾越节。And
then if we go back a little bit, it's when all these people coming up to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
他们听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷，就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他。
When they heard Jesus going into Jerusalem, they start using the palm branches.
而且喊着说，何塞纳，奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
And they said, Hosanna, for it is the one who is coming to be the king of Israel is to be praised.
只有在约翰福音里面，这边特别讲到说，奉主名来的以色列王。
Only in John it mentioned that in the name of the Lord that this king is coming.
马太福音有同样的记载，
the same according in Matthew，
但是他却没有提到以色列是王，
but
以色列王，
but did not mention that it's the king of Israel，
但是这边特别提到以色列王是应当称颂的。
He mentioned that the king of Israel is to be praised，
这件事情也实现，
and this has been fulfilled，
基督是王，
Christ is the king。
我们看下一张 slide。
This next slide here.
当基督复活以后,
when Christ resurrected,
他要他所有的门徒到加利利的一个山上去会面。
He wanted all his disciples to meet him in Galilee.
那时候有好些已经相信了。
Many have believed already.
但是还是有好些，他们心里还是疑惑。
But then many still doubted.
你知道耶稣怎么跟他们说？
So what did Jesus tell them?
耶稣进前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
He said, then Jesus came and said to them, "All authority of heaven and on earth has been given to me."
唯有这位王，他才有所有的权柄。
Only this king had all these authority.
而且是天上地下所有的权柄。
It's the authority from heaven and earth.
如果我们继续看到启示录的时候，他这边有讲到他们与羔羊征战。
And then in Revelation, we saw that they are fighting against the Lamb.
他们是讲到十个王。
And this day referred to the 10 kings.
或者是进行式，或者是将来式。
It may be past tense or future tense.
这边他们是与羔羊征战。
They are fighting against the Lamb.
羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。
But the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
同着羔羊的就是蒙召备选有忠心的也必得胜。
And with him will be all his called, chosen and faithful followers.
所以这边讲到他是万主之主，万王之王。
So here mentioned he's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
所以再一次可以证明这位主他是一个君王。
To prove that this Lord is the King.
我们再继续看下一章。
And continue on.
他接下去他说：“我为此而生。”
He said, "I was born for this."
也为此来到世间。
And then for this reason I came.
我们看一下以赛亚先知怎么预言。
And let's look at how Isaiah prophesies.
有一婴孩为我们而生。
Said, "For unto us a son is born."
有一子赐给我们。
A son is given.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And the government will be on his shoulders.
他名称为奇妙测试。
He will be called Wonderful Counselor,
全能的神,
Mighty God,
永在的父,
Eternal Father
和平的君,
and Prince of Peace.
前面已经预言了,
and this is the prophecy.
这个君王会为我们而生,
a king will be born for us.
他今天他也自己在说,
and today he also said, I was born for this reason.
第二段他说,
and then he also said, I came to this world.
这是, 撒加利亚书第九章第九节所说的,
and that was we also recorded in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9.
他说, 西安的民啊, 应当大大欢喜,
say, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
耶路撒冷的民啊, 应当欢呼,
and then daughter of Jerusalem.
他说, 你的王来到你这里,
say, see, your king had come to you.
他是公义的,
he had righteousness,
并且施行拯救,
and he had salvation.
谦谦和和的骑着驴,
gentle riding on a donkey,
就是骑着驴的驹子,
on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这件事情也应验,
and that's a prophecy also been fulfilled.
我们看一下约翰福音第12章,
let's turn to John chapter 12,
第12节,
verse 12.
这边说, 第二天有许多上来过节的人, 听见耶稣将到, 耶路撒冷,
it said, the next day the great crowd had come for the feast, heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem.
就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他,
and they took the palm branches and went out to meet him.
喊着说, 何塞纳奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的,
shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
耶稣得了一个驴驹就骑上,
blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus find a young donkey and sat upon it.
如经上所记的说, 西安的民啊, 不要惧怕, 你的王骑着驴驹来了。
It is written, do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming.
16节, 就是说, 这些事门徒起先不明白, 等到耶稣得了荣耀以后, 才想起这话, 是指着他写的。
In verse 16, at first his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him.
对,最后还有一段就是,并且众人果然向他这样行了。所以我们看到这些众人拿着棕树枝,
so all the crowds had done all these picking of the palm branches,
在那边欢迎他说何塞纳,
to welcome him and shouting Hosanna.
奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的,
blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
而且连他所骑的都记载下来,
even whatever he rode on was recorded too.
是一个小驴子,
it's a little donkey,
而不是一匹很大的战马,
it's not a big horse.
我们看到这位主他是谦谦卑卑的来,
that he come humbly and gently,
就像在撒加利亚书他所预言,
just like it was prophesied in Zechariah.
所以再次我们可以看到他实在是那位君王,
so again we see that he is really that king.
我们再继续看下去, 看主他怎么说,
then we continue to see how our Lord speak.
我们看下一章, 特为给真理做见证,
say, I came to testify the truth.
在约翰福音一共有25次讲到这真理,
and in the book of John, 25 times it was mentioned about this truth.
主耶稣他特别说, 我就是道路真理生命,
and our Lord Jesus said, I am the truth, the way and the life.
若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去,
no one come to the Father but by me.
这边很清楚讲到这, 这是一个真理, 它是一个真理,
and clearly it said that he is the truth.
我跟你们讲一个我自己的过去,
let me tell you one of the experiences I have.
当我要来美国的时候, 我回去我的家乡跟一些亲友们道别,
when I need to come to the United States, so I went back to my village to say farewell to them.
我走过就是有一条, 小街, 旁边是一个铁轨,
and I was on this little alley, and there was a railroad there.
住在 铁轨旁边这些居民都是比较, 贫富, 所以他们的房子都比较矮小, 比较低,
and those who live around this railroad are a little bit, they are poorer people, so their house is kind of low, low.
所以我沿着这铁路走的时候, 后面忽然有个声音说, 诶, 年轻人, 留步,
and as I was walking on the railroad, I heard a voice calling from behind and said, young man, stay there.
我回头看, 原来是一个, 年纪蛮大的一个老婆婆，她坐在房子的旁边。
And when I turned around, I saw an old man. He was sitting next to his house.
这位老妇人，她问我一句话，我觉得很诧异。
And this old man asked me a question, and I was shocked.
Old woman,
old woman.
她说：“年轻人，你是你是做拜拜的，还是你是听道理的？”
He said, "Young man, are you the one who worship the idol, or you listen to the truth?"
我愣了一下。
And I didn't know how to answer.
那时候我已经信了主了。
At that time, I was already a believer.
我想为什么我要问我是做拜拜还是听道理的？
And I was wondering why he asked me, "Do I worship idol or I listen to the truth?"
我心里想一下，我明白过来了。
As I was meditating on it, then I understand.
我想他应该是说我是听真理的，还是听不是听道理的。
And I think she was referring that, do I listen to the truth or just the fact?
所以我跟他说我是听真理的。
So I told her that I listen to the truth.
我想他知道我的答案。
I think she knows my answer.
他说这样好了，那你就不必担心。
I said, then don't worry.
我就觉得很奇怪，我反过来问他说，这个老妇人，你有没有什么事情要帮忙？
And so I turned around and asked her, this old woman, that is something else I can help you with?
哦，她说原因是这样子，她在前面一点，她有地方她设了一个小小的，就是好像可以拜偶像的一个地方。
And she said because further down she has set up a place where you can worship the idol.
我不晓得她的习惯为什么他们要对着铁轨，要好像有一点敬拜，还是放一个那个神像。
I don't know why they set it up like before the railroad, and that you can bow down to the idol.
不只有香，而且还有两个杯子，里面有水。
Not only there's incense, but there are two cups and there's water in the cups.
他说，如果你是拜拜的话，就请你帮我把那两个水换一下。
If you do bow to the idol, then would you change the water for me?
那如果你是听真理的话，你不必管了。
But if you listen to the truth, then you don't have to worry about this.
那个时候我还很年轻。
At that time, I was still very young.
大概二十岁还是二十一岁。
Maybe 20, 21 years old.
那时候我还刚刚蒙恩。
And I was just became a Christian.
但是我对这件事情一直就在我心里面。
But this incident had been in my heart all this time.
我就觉得这个老妇人，她如果那么清楚的话，她为什么不会来认识这真理呢？
So this old woman, she knows about all these, but why wouldn't she come to know this truth?
为什么她还在那个迷信里面呢？
But why is she still in this superstitions?
还是在那个拜偶像的里面？
And bowing down to this idol.
所以从那次以后，我一直觉得说她好像在跟人画一条线。
And it seems like she's drawing a line right there.
你是听真理的呢，还是你是不听真理的？
Do you listen to the truth or you don't listen to the truth?
这位我们的主他说，我就是道路真理生命。
And this our Lord said, I am the way, the truth and life.
而且他现在在为真理做见证。
And he came here to testify to the truth.
就像以赛亚书第55章第4节他说，我已立他做万民的见证。
Just like in Isaiah 55 verse 4 said, See, I had make him a witness to all the peoples.
这边写我是神他自己。
I meaning God himself.
他这边是讲了主耶稣。
And him is our Lord Jesus.
而且我们知道在约翰福音第一章第十四节他说，道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And also in John 1:14 it said, The word become flesh, abiding in us, filled with grace and truth.
很特别，约翰福音所讲的这边讲了两件事情，就是一个是恩典，一个是真理。
And John mentioned two things, the grace and truth.
特别这边我们提到，他说他是为真理做见证的。
And he testified to the truth here.
我们下一章。而且他这句话，他对这罗马巡抚的谈话，最后一句话他说，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
And then in the last answer that he gave was, everyone on the side of the truth, listen to me.
我们记得约翰福音第十章三节到四节他这么说，开门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊把羊领出来。
And we remember in John 10 verse 3 it said, The watchman opened the gates for him, and the sheep listened to his voice.
既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走。
And he leads the sheep out from the gate, and he brought them out of his own.
羊也跟着他。
He goes ahead of him, and sheep follow him.
因为认得他的声音。
Because the sheep know his voice.
我们也认得神的, 神的声音。
We also know the voice of God.
我们认得这主他在叫我们。
That our Lord is calling to us.
他说, 凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Said, those who belong to the truth will listen to me.
你是不是属真理的?
Do you belong to the side of the truth?
启示录又说, 第3章20节说, 看啊, 我在门外叩门。
And in Revelation, it also said, look, I knock on the door.
若有听见我声音就开门的。
If anyone who hears my voice and open the door,
我要进到他里, 进到他那里去。
And I will come in and eat, with him.
我与他, 他与我一同坐席。
And he with me.
若听到我声音就开门的。
If you listen to my voice and open the door,
你今天也可以把这真理接受到你心里里面。
Today you can also receive this truth into your heart.
真理不是一个道理。
The truth is not just a principle.
真理是主耶稣他自己。
And the truth is our Lord Jesus himself.
他今天他也要进到你心里里面。
Today he wants to enter into your heart.
你知道比拉多听了这些话以后, 他怎么说呢?
You know, after Pilate had heard this, what did he say?
我相信他听进去了。
I think he had heard it.
他说真理是什么?
He said, what is truth?
但是他没有等到耶稣跟他回答。
But he did not wait for Jesus to answer.
因为真理就是主耶稣他自己。
Because the truth is our Lord Jesus himself.
如果继续有机会看19章的时候, 比拉多一直接下来就说耶稣说犹太人这是你们犹太人的王。
And if you have a chance, you read from chapter 19, Pilate always said, this is your king of the Jews.
他不是在讽刺。
He's not trying to scorn Jesus.
我想他主耶稣的话, 他听进去了。
I think he had heard the voice of our Lord Jesus.
无奈犹太人他们定义要定死主耶稣。
But then the people want to crucify Jesus.
我们知道这罗马的巡抚最后也是照着这些犹太人的意思定。
We know that this Roman governor eventually had to follow what the will of the people.
这些也是完全是主他自己知道的道路。
And this is what our Lord already knows.
主他自己把他们交在这些, 兵丁的手里。
He handed himself over to the soldiers.
我们知道比拉多他最后怎么做。
You know, eventually, what did Pilate do?
他写了一个牌子。
He wrote a sign.
他上面写说, 这是犹太人的王。 犹太人王拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he said, this is the king of the Jews of Nazareth.
犹太人当然是反对。
And the Jews object to it.
他说写了就写了。But
he said, I have written it already.
我相信他已经知道他是犹太人的王。
I think he knows that this is the king of the Jews.
王可以知道看出来是其他的一个王。
And the king can see another king.
我一直记得基利兄跟我说, 他们有一个CEO 的 club。
And I remember Brother Peter had told me that they have a CEO club.
他一去就知道, 哇, 这些都是 corporation 的 king。
When he went there, he knew that these are all the leaders of the corporation.
比拉多在这边看到主耶稣他是王。
And Pilate saw that Jesus is the king.
看大部分犹太人他们不晓得。
But the Jews did not know.
他是要来这边做为真理做见证的。
He is here to testify to the truth.
也求主让我们今天可以看到他是我们的王。
May God let us see that he is king.
很多时候我们很容易明白他是生命的粮。
And many times it's easy for us to understand he is the bread of life.
他是生命的光。
He is the light of the world.
他是好牧人。
He is the good shepherd.
他是复活生命等等等。
He had resurrection and so on.
但是我们还是把自己主权抓得紧紧的。
But we hold on to our own sovereignty.
我们不愿把这心中的王位让开。
We are not willing to let this throne to be handed over.
让这真理能够成为我们的王。
So the truth can become our king.
让基督可以成为我们的王。
Christ become our king.
但是如果我们看到这些预言, 这些神他自己所启示的,
But we see this prophecy that the revelation from God. When we understand this truth, we need to bow down and submit to Him. Because this Christ is the King. So we can turn over the ruling in our heart.
为了一些说英文弟兄姐妹的,
For the sake of those who speak English, our brother will also like to share a little bit.
我帮他翻译,
and he will be translating. Robert had asked me to share on Wednesday, and he gave me this passage here.
礼拜三的时候, 问了以妙说你愿不愿意有这一段的分享。
And this is the passage we just read.
这就是, 啊, 我们刚刚所读的这个经文。
And I got stuck in the very first verse right there.
我这前一段我就在这边就, 啊, 停住了。
You know, when Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews?
啊, 当这比拉多问耶稣说你是, 啊, 犹太人的王吗?
Jesus did not give the answer immediately.
耶稣没有马上的回答,
but instead he asked him the question here.
他却这样的说,
he said, is that your own idea or did others talk to you about me?
这话是你自己说的还是别人问我对你说的呢?
So as I was meditating on the whole passage, I just got stuck on this verse.
当我在思考这整段里面,我却, 啊, 停留在这边反复的思想。
I was wondering why Jesus had to ask that question before he answered later on.
为什么耶稣要先问这个问题,然后再回答其他的问题?
Then I was thinking, wait a minute, this question is also asked to us.
我说, 待会儿这个问题其实也是在问我们呢。
You know, we heard so many things about God.
我们听了许多有关于神的事,
about our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣基督的事,
and then someday God's going to ask, is that your own idea or somebody talked to you about me?
或者有一天神问说, 这是你自己的意思呢, 还是别人跟你说的?
Especially our younger one,
尤其是我们的年轻的,
when you were young, your parents told you about all these.
年幼的时候, 你爸妈叫你做些什么?
And when you grow up a little bit, you go to school, your teacher tell you about it.
当你到学校去的时候, 学校老师跟你说你做些什么?
And as you know more, you can do research on your own. You can go to the library, and now you have the internet also.
那如果你再长大的话, 你可以自己做一些研究, 或者是你到图书馆, 或者是用这个网路, 你也可以去查一些资料。
And then eventually you're going to go to college and go to graduate school, and the professor is going to tell you about different things.
你到大学研究所那个教授会跟你说做些什么?
And if you think that you're done when you are out of school,
当你从学校出来毕业以后,
you thought it was done, but you're not done.
或者你觉得已经都完成了学业, 但是可能还没有。
Because now we have the media, the TV, the movies teaching us different things.
现在在社会上你有许多的这些, 啊, 电视节目, 或者是其他的这些, 啊, 视听, 这些工具, 来教导我们。
And if I will give you one example here.
我给你一个,例子。
You know the movie Star Wars, right? 星球大战。
你知道这个星球大战这个,
and it's by George Lucas.
是, 啊, 这个 George Lucas他做的。
Yeah. There are 5 episodes right now, right? Already out.
现在有, 啊, 一共有5卷。
I think probably a lot of you, the first one came out, I think 1977.
1977年是第一卷影片出来的时候。
I remember one of my friends at school, he said he watched it 10 times.
我有一个朋友他说他看了10遍。
Now, I want to talk about this George Lucas. He's the director and the producer of this film.
我要跟你们讲一下这个, 拍电影的他导演, Joe Lucas.
Because he understands as a film writer what is his role.
他知道这个里面这个作者所写的。
This is what he said.
他这么说。
He said, I always try to be aware of what I say in my films.
我, 就是永远要知道就是我所说的跟就是在荧幕, 荧幕上所要显示的。
Because all of us who make motion pictures are teachers.
所有的这些做这些电影的都是我们的老师。
And teachers with a loud voice.
这个老师是有很大的声音的。
I don't know. I think many, many people watch this film.
我想很多人都看过这个星球大战。
And they really have a loud voice.
他们实在是有很大的声音在里面。
And I know many of you like to watch movies.
我知道你们也很喜欢看电影。
Including me, I like to watch movies.
我也是。
But then his philosophy here, he put a lot of Zen Buddhism into his movies.
他放了很多这些佛教的思想在里面。
And you may not realize it, but actually that is his point. He wants to put that into his movie.
他把佛教里面那个忍这个思想把放在那个电影里面。
He actually said that I don't want to put up the movie so the kids will go away. There's a lot of shooting with a lot of graphics shooting.
这里面电影里面有很多的涉及。
He said I wanted to go away to feel like who they are and what are their surrounding.
我要他们离开这看完电影后要知道他们是谁，也是他们周围的环境。
And deep down, and that's the philosophy of Zen Buddhism.
那个就是所有就是那个佛教里面的思想。
So we thought that we are done learning and nobody can teach us anything anymore.
我们觉得就是我们已经学会所有东西，没有人可以再教我们了。
But we are being taught even with the little movies like that.
但是我们还是在被这艘电影所影响。
And then college, of course, will teach us a lot of things too.
大学里面也会教导我们一些很多的事情。
I used to think that college is a very dangerous place.
以前我觉得大学好像是一个很危险的地方。
Because there's a statistics by UCLA. I know some of these young people are from UCLA here.
我知道有一些统计是从 那个加州大学那边来的。
Yeah, this doctor is Dr. Gary Railsback.
这有一位博士。
He had a dissertation.
他有一个论文。
And he said between 30% to 51%.
30到51%。
Yeah, that's about one third to about half of the Christians who go to a college.
三分之一，他们到二分之一，他们到了大学。
And they will renounce their faith in college.
他们会怎么样？
Renounce
就是反对，否认。
So we think about how many kids gonna be going to college, right?
我们知道我们的孩子都要去大学。
Yesterday, Jerry and I was counting. We have about 11 to 21 youth, not young adult youth.
我们在年轻人当中大概有十一个年轻人，二十一个。
Yeah, if they all come, it'll be 21. Now you think about this, one third to half. Well, you can do the math.
大概三分之一到二分之一的人
of them will be renouncing their faith.
他们也许会否认他们的信仰
in college.
在大学里面。
Now the shocking thing to me is.
更惊讶的是, 对我,
it does not matter if you go to a secular college or a Christian college.
不管你去基督教大学或者是不是基督教大学,
except the statistic is very close together.
还是一样, 这统计还是一样。
So it's very surprising to me.
所以对我来说是一个很惊讶的事。
So we are learning from college.
我们从大学里面学到一些东西。
And I was thinking, okay, we need to be careful before we send children to college.
所以我们要小心当我们送孩子到大学的时候。
But it's already shifted not only to college, it's shifted to high school now.
现在不只是大学, 现在从大学已经, 降到高中也是一样。
Because I will give you another statistic here.
我给你一些统计。
In a national survey here, taken last fall.
在去年, 秋天的时候有这样的一个统计。
He said when the freshmen going into college,
当大学一年级的学生进入大学,
what are their beliefs?
他们信些什么呢?
Okay, 57.9% think that gay couples should have the legal right to marry.
大概是59%。
57.9%, 差不多58%。 Almost 60% they think that gay people should have the legal right to get married.
他们觉得说这些同性恋应该是结婚是应该是合法。
Okay, and then 36.5% say marijuana should be legalized.
他们大概有61%说这些吸毒这些应该是合法化。
36.5%.
61.5%.
36.5%.
36.5%, 对不起。
So these are the freshmen going into college.
这是第一年的大学学生。
So where are the influences?
这些影响是怎么样？
It's in high school.
是这样，从高中而来。
Okay, the parents, before they go to school, we have about what, 6 years?
在孩子上学的时候，大概有六年跟父母在一起。
You have 6 years, without any other teaching, just parents teaching.
只有爸爸妈妈在教的前六年。
And after that, we start sending them to school.
然后他们就去学校了。
So they are learning.
他们在那边学。
So then the thing is,They have all these ideas, right? Learning from different places.
他们这些所有这些知识都从其他地方来。
And then on Sunday now, Uncle Robert is gonna give a message.
礼拜天就是有一个信息来到这边。
And then you will hear this message about Jesus is not king of this world.
我们看到就是主耶稣他不是这世间的王。
Where's his kingdom?
他的国度在哪里呢？
And then you heard about it.
你听了。
I said, oh, okay, that's nice.
很好。
But then, did you hear from somebody else, like Uncle Robert?
你是不是从这边听到的呢？
Or I said, your own idea, you got it from your Bible reading, your quiet time.
或者是你从圣经里面自己读到的呢？
This morning when we were having our Sunday school,
今天早晨我们有主日学的时候。
Yeah, Uncle Tony asked the question.
Uncle Tony 也问了一个问题。
He said, "We learn about Moses. We're talking about Moses, right?"
我们学了这个摩西。
What does it have to do with you?
那摩西跟我有什么相关呢？
He saw the sign of the burning bush, right?
他看到那个荆棘着火的荆棘。
So is that your own idea or somebody told you about it?
这是你自己知道的呢，还是别人跟你说的？
I think if it's not our own idea,
假如这不是从我们而来，
just like Pilate.
就像比拉多，
he heard it and then he probably believed at the time.
或者他听了，或者是那时候他相信。
But then later on, when the Jews said, "Crucify him, crucify him,"
当这些犹太人说“钉死他，钉死他
”，even though he knew that Jesus was innocent,
他们甚至他也是知道耶稣是无罪的
，and he was not willing to let Jesus go free.
但是他不愿意释放耶稣。
And I believe that Jesus asked that question, is that your own idea or did others talk to you about it?
所以耶稣问他说，这是你自己说的还是别人论我而对你说的？
I don't know how much Pilate really come up with, of it with his own idea.
我不晓得比拉多是从自己有多少出来这样的一个信心。
If we don't have this relationship with our Lord,
假如我们对跟神的关系不是对的。
We only heard it from other people, from Bible study, from Sunday school, from the sermon here.
或者是从其他地方，从主日学，从信息来。
It will still be only other people's talk about it.
这只是在身外之物。
It's not our own idea.
不是你自己的。
And when time comes, when all these other teaching come along, it's going to take that idea away from us.
时间到了，其他的这奇奇怪怪的教导来了，那我们这些所听的也被挤出去了。
So I want to use 2 verses to encourage all of us.
我要用两节经文，我们一起来做鼓励。
The first one is from Acts chapter 17:11.
第一段是从使徒行传17:11.
Paul was preaching in the around the Asia Minor area.
保罗在小亚细亚那边传福音。
So he came to this Berea place.
他来到这个地方
是
叫做比利亚。
And the people heard Paul's preaching.
他们听过保罗所传的道。
And he said the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scripture every day to see what Paul said was true.
这地方人先于帖撒罗尼迦的人该先领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
I think it's important, you know, even Paul, you know, he's such a preacher.
保罗他是如此伟大的一个布道家。
And then the Bereans still, after they listen to it, they go back and study the scripture to see what Paul said is right or not.
And Bidia 他们也是要去天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
I think it's also true, you know, even that, you know, we speak about all these, we learn this from Sunday school. We need to study the scripture to see what was heard was right or not.
我们听到这些从真理，我们也要证实，从神的话语里面证实。
It's true in this church.
这是在教会里面是真实的。
So much more true when you go to college, when you go to work, when you go to a movie, TV, media. We need to study to see if it's true or not.
纵使是我们从这教会以外，其他的学校，或者是我们看一些影片，各方面，我们要证实这是不是这道是与不是。
Because if we do not do that, we will be just like Jesus asked.It's not going to be our own idea. Other people tell us so.
就像耶稣所说了，如果我们不是这样如此做的话，只是别人的思想、别人的认识而已。
And the consequence will be, I want to share that with the next verse.
结果是在下一个经文。
In our young adult Bible study last week, not this past Friday, last week we studied the sower of the seed.
上礼拜在这年轻人的这个查经里面，我们看到就是。这些撒种的跟种子。
And I want to pick out the second kind of seed.
我要提到是第二种的种子。
Let me read that. Others like seed sown on the rocky place, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble and persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
那撒在石头地上的就是人听得到立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒。
I kind of see that, you know, if we don't have that personal relationship with God,
我们如果没有跟神有那美好的关系，
if all these are people feeding me information,
只是别人这样跟我们说，
It's not my own idea.
这不是我自己的。
It's like what it's saying that we have no root of our own.
就像这边所说的，在他心里没有根。
The seed can grow.
种子会长。
And all these people will water it, and the sun will shine on it. It can grow.
其他人会洒水太阳照是会长。
Just like parents teach us, teachers teach us, Sunday school teachers try to teach us.
就像一些父母家老师他们教导我们，
But there is no root.
但是这里没有根，
meaning that it's not my own idea.
这不是我自己的。
So it's going to persecution come and trouble will come and then will fall away.
患难困难来了，这一切就没有了。
I think that's the reason why if we send our Christian to college.
所以我们送这些孩子到这些基督徒们去大学。
If they had no root, about half to a third will renounce their faith in college.
他们在大学里面大概三分之一到一半，他们会把这信仰就丢掉了。
So that's why I'm stuck in this verse.
所以我是从这经文里面要跟你们分享。
That I hope that especially to the younger one.
特别是年轻人。
It needs to be your own idea.
特别是要从你们自己心里知道认识。
It's not enough just hear from other people.
不是从其他人所听的。
You must have a personal understanding with God.
你要自己要认识这位神。谢谢。我们最后回到那我刚刚的 slide 第一章，我们一起读。基督是君王。
We'll go back to that first slide.
在启示录第一章第五节。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.
如果叫不出来的话，我们自己翻圣经。
Or we can just turn to your Bible there.
第一章第五节，让我们一起来念。
Chapter 1 verse 5, we can read it together.
并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。有恩惠平安归于你们，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
好，我们就停在这里。我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们谢谢你，借着主耶稣在比拉多面前所回答的话，让我们能够认识你是那君王。
Lord, we thank you through the answer that our Lord Jesus gave before Pilate that you have spoken to us.
也让我们知道，主，我们愿意与这君王能够建立有美好的关系。
That we can have a relationship with this king.
愿意接受这君王在我们的心里面。
And willing to receive this Lord Jesus into our heart.
就像你在门外叩门，我们开门，你就要进来与我们一起坐席。
As you stand there and knock on the door outside of our heart, that we can open our door.
我们知道凡属真理的人就能够听你的声音。
And we know that those who belong to the true will listen to your voice.
或者今天我们还是紧紧地掌握自己，我们还是自己的王权掌握在我们的手里。
Maybe today we still hold on to our own sovereignty.
主，我们愿意今天说，主，你来做我们的王。
We may that you will become our king.
你在我们心里面掌王位。
To hold on to the throne in our heart.
让你自己能够成为我们所敬拜、所跟随、所服侍的主。
That you will become the Lord that we will worship and serve.
主，我们谢谢你今天给我们这些话。
Thank you, Lord, to give us this word.
也是启示我们看到主基督乃是君王。
To give us the revelation that our Lord Jesus is the King.
让我们一生不会把主你自己的启示忘掉。
That we will not forget your revelation in our life.
当世上的事情来到的时候。
When things come on this world.
或者是患难，或者是逼迫。
Maybe it's trouble and persecution.
或者是难处，或者是那些我们没有办法遭遇的。
Or maybe those difficulties that we cannot take.
求主让我们知道你是那君王。
May we know, Lord, that you are that king.
靠着你的人能够因你而得胜。
Those who depend on you will overcome.
因为你是那得胜的主。
Because you are the Lord who overcomes.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告、祈求、赞美都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请大家起立，把诗歌本翻到133面。